This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Clara Barton was the American heroine, I guess, who founded the Red Cross many years ago. Once a friend reminded her of a vicious deed that someone had done to her, to Clara, years before. But Clara Barton acted as if she'd never heard of the incident. Don't you remember it? And Clara said, well, no, I distinctly remember choosing to forget it. Talking about this idea that to err is human, forgiveness is divine. Forgiveness, it's really a fascinating topic. It's the active process in which we make a conscious choice, just as Clara Barton did, not to remember. And you know, that's the way God forgives us in the scriptures. In Isaiah 43:25, God says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my sake and remembers your sin no more. It never says God forgets our sin, because God can't forget anything. God is a lot older than any of us can fathom. And when he forgives, he simply chooses not to remember our sins anymore. So how much more should we work at forgiving our friends? It really is worth that. When the first missionaries to the Eskimos were learning to translate their language, they discovered the Eskimo word for forgive. Now, I've got it in front of me, but I can't even pronounce it. It's a multi-word phrase. I can't pronounce. But it literally means not being able to think about it anymore. And that's what forgiveness is. It's not forgetting. It's choosing not to let the thoughts of that harmful person or their deed consume your thinking. It always costs something to forgive. If someone borrowed $1,000 from you and you realize you'll never see it again, it costs you at least $1,000 to forgive them. But when you forgive someone, it costs you. The cost is much less than the price of revenge. You've probably seen the bumper sticker that says, I don't get mad, I get even. It's our nature, I think, to seek revenge. And so you could say, to err is human, to seek revenge is too. In The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare has Shylock ask questions. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, don't we laugh? If you poison us, don't we die? If you wrong us, shall we not seek revenge? And yes, sadly, there are people who are so full of hatred and animosity, they'll use every opportunity to hurt others, even in death. Some people try to extract revenge. So forgiving someone who hurt you is one of the hardest things you'll probably ever do. It's not easy. It goes against everything we feel. But do you know, it's impossible without God's power. I've heard people say, I can't forgive him for what he did to me. And often what we should say is, you're right, you can't. But God can forgive them through you. It's really saying, I don't want to harm you for this incident. It's a willingness to release them from that desire or revenge that you might feel. It means I won't bring up this incident again. And how often marriages have disintegrated because the husband or wife just continually brings up the past. The Bible says, if it's possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Don't take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. That's Romans 12, verse 18 to 19. So the Bible doesn't say you live at peace with all people. It says, if it's possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And sadly, there are some people who will reject your willingness to live at peace with them. But go ahead and forgive them and try to move on. Jesus, help me. Yes, that's a prayer that many people have prayed in the matter of forgiveness. Corrie Boom was one such person who had to meet up with one of her torturers from the concentration camp. And he put his hand out and he just wanted forgiveness from her. Will you forgive me? He said. And it was one of the hardest things. She said, I prayed, Jesus, help me. And she lifts her hand. She needed God's help because she couldn't do it. God supplied the feeling, and mechanically she thrust her hand into his and they shook hands, and she said, I felt a warmth flood through my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. I forgive you, my brother. She said, with all my heart, I forgive you. That's from the book called Tramp for the Lord, Corrie Boom, An Amazing Experience. Dear Lord, we know we need to forgive from the heart. Will you give us the strength and the courage to do that today? Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.